In Sodom and Gomorrah, or the Cities of the Plain, which is the Bowdlerized translation, we learn about the sexuality and the homosexuality, in particular of the Baron de Charlus and Jupien. This is a theme which is introduced in this book and on which there are many variations played during the book itself. We're also introduced to the Dreyfus case, which is tearing France apart, and in particular is a problem for Marcel, who is partly Jewish, and his friend Bloch, who is Jewish, because they are perhaps the only people in their circle who believe in Dreyfus's innocence when the whole of the aristocracy is against him. Proust himself, who was of course half Jewish, took a great part in the Dreyfus case and went every day to the trial and drummed up terrific support. The outcome of the Dreyfus case was very much due to Proust's energetic support. In Sodom and Gomorrah, we come to a number of incidents of homosexual behavior. Some of them very funny. I mean, the one about Monsieur Nissim Bernard and the two twin waiters. The story about Morel going to a brothel and all that comes out of that. Charlus's jealousy of Morel. And we're also brought to the question of Gomorrah, the female homosexuality. And that theme comes about through Marcel's love for Albertine, because he is deeply shocked when he learns that Albertine has known certain people who he knows to be homosexual, and so he's very frightened of her sexual preferences. Of course, Proust himself, as a homosexual, knew the whole background very well, and in fact, Albertine is said to be a female counterpart of somebody with whom Proust was in love, and their love story actually goes in parallel with the real story of Proust's lover.